Opponents of optional toll lanes on I-77 from Charlotte to Lake Norman will have another day in court as they try to stop the project. The State Court of Appeals is scheduled to hear arguments in a lawsuit against the state and its private contractor. WFAE's David Borax reports.
NCDOT signed a contract 3 years ago with I-77 Mobility Partners, a subsidiary of Spanish construction giant Cintra, to build and operate the toll lanes. That was despite opposition from some citizens and business groups in the Lake Norman area. They want the state to widen the road without tolls. 2 years ago, the anti-toll group Widen I-77 sued to halt construction. The suit argues the 50-year contract violates North Carolina's constitution by letting a private company set tolls and fails to serve a public purpose. A Superior Court judge dismissed Widen I-77's suit last year. He ruled that canceling the contract should be up to the DOT or the General Assembly, not the court. Widen I-77 says the judge erred and filed the appeal. NCDOT officials have defended the contract and warned that cancellation could cost millions of dollars. They also say the state can't afford to widen the road without help from the contractor, which is paying for most of the $655 million cost. A decision on the appeal could take several months. Meanwhile, construction has already started, and NCDOT says the optional toll lanes should be ready by the end of 2018. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.